Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Well, hello there once again. Welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, and your confidant.
And I am Josh Retnoble, the attaché to the advisor, a.k.a. co-host, a.k.a. Matt's husband.
Thank you for that, and thank you for being a part of things, as always, both to you, Mr. Attaché, and to those who are listening and or watching the show. Really do appreciate it. And I got a question for you, Mr. Josh.
Sure.
What is easier, do you think, deciding every single day that you're going to do something important or setting things up so that they just happen automatically?
Well, if you're asking me, I'd love to have some of my to-do list taken care of automatically. So I think that's nice if it's something I don't have to worry about.
Yeah. Something that you don't have to worry about, something that you don't have to think about in the moment. It just happens, right? And that's what we're talking about today. It's one of the biggest secrets, I feel like, to retirement success isn't working harder. It's actually working smarter. And it's you know, creating these systems that make good financial decisions happen automatically. So it's like really automating your retirement success. So before we dive in, though, if you would like help, if you're watching or if you're listening and you would like help creating a retirement plan designed for you, not for anybody else, not for your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your neighbor down the street, your aunt, your uncle, whomever, niece, nephew, doesn't matter. It's designed specifically for you. Visit TakePrideInRetirement.com. Schedule a complimentary consultation with someone who is also a member of the LGBTQ plus community. You are welcome no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, or how much money you have, because you deserve a retirement you can take pride in, regardless. TakePrideInRetirement.com, once again, is the website. 855-246-9211 is the phone number. Also, if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, please do subscribe to the show. Leave us a great rating and review there. We'd really appreciate it. And help us grow our YouTube channel as well. So if you're watching there, please do like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe!
We got the low one the other day. We got the high one today. I love it. Variety is indeed the spice of life. All right. So let's
spice up your life.
Yes. Thank you. Those are my girls. All right. And one of them is going to be on Only Murders in the Building this coming year. Just saying. Jerry Halliwell Horner now, AKA Ginger Spice, is going to be on Only Murders in the Building, the new season. Just not that this is an entertainment podcast or anything, but we just mentioned the Spice Girls and I'm really excited about it. So there you go.
Live your life. Talk about them. It's fine. But I do want to get back to the basics. How about that? Why is automation such a powerful tool when it comes to saving and investing?
Oh yeah. That's what we're talking about on the show.
Yeah. Money and stuff.
So money and stuff. So yeah. Why is it automation such a powerful tool? So we're humans, right? That's the number one thing. We have emotions that automation does not have. And so we are these emotional decision makers and we may have the best of intentions, but life gets busy. And so every financial decision requires that mental energy, right? If you're having to think about it on a daily basis, then it can make things more difficult to actually, you know, achieve the long-term goals that you have. And you can, you know, set up all the reminders in your phone that you want or whatever, have a calendar alert come up on your computer or, you know, whatever the situation might be. But, you know, if you don't have to actually think about it and take action yourself, you take action once in the beginning and then it's set up to recur on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, whatever the case may be. then that's great. Like automation really removes the human element from it. It removes the need to repeatedly make the same decision over and over again. And so, you know, automating your 401k contributions, that's an easy one. You sign up for that, like when you start a job, or, you know, if you've been at a job for a long time, you haven't really signed up or set up that account and the contribution amount, et cetera. Then go in to whatever your workplace system is, sign up for that. Automatic contributions to an IRA, for example, paying your bills automatically, doing things like transferring automatically to a savings account, or even setting up your direct deposit from work to direct a certain amount into a savings account. So you don't even see that in whatever the other account is that the money is going into. You don't even see it in there. It just automatically goes to that savings account. So you don't even necessarily think about it. Then before you know it, you got this big pot of money over there in case of emergency or whatever. And then there's automatic rebalancing for your investments. That is a great thing as well. It's something that I, you know, encourage my clients to do, and something that we do all the time for folks. And research from Vanguard actually shows that people, and it's shown this over time, that people who participate in automatic retirement savings programs actually save more money and stay invested for longer periods of time than those who rely on manually making those contributions. It makes things much easier, this part of your life, and you know, it again takes that human element out of it. So not only is it easier, but it's easier to build consistency when you just set something up one time and then you're like, okay, it's doing it. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah. And so automation, it isn't really about being lazy.
No, not at all. I mean, it takes work out of it, but it's not because you want to be lazy. It's because you got other things to do in life and other things to worry about. So take the initiative to actually set things up one time. And it's, again, it's not about being lazy. It's more about being realistic. People are people. And most successful retirement plans are not built on necessarily like motivation, because motivation can come and go, but it's built on habits and it's built on systems like this one that we're talking about now, automating things. And so it's especially true and especially important for LGBTQ plus folks. Because people may have experienced the periods of financial instability, for example, career disruptions, discrimination. Automation can really help remove any of the barriers that can make consistent saving difficult. And again, it doesn't have to be some lofty amount. In our previous episode from a few days ago, we talked about, you know, just making those small incremental changes. And we'll talk more about that here momentarily. But just the act of actually contributing, no matter how much you can contribute, and setting that up and automating it can really remove a lot of barriers that can make savings and investing really difficult, because the system keeps working even when life gets complicated or you get busy.
Yeah, which is super nice. And then one thing I hear you talk about all the time is that people don't necessarily need to make huge changes all like overnight.
No, I mean, the small changes, like I say, are something that will build. It's almost like compounding, you know, like compounding interest, which is something that Albert Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest, right? And it really is a powerful thing. Whereas like, you know, say if you have, let's say $1,000 in an account somewhere and that earns 8% interest in a year, well, then that 8% becomes part of the principal essentially for the next year. So then you've got that $1,080 or whatever, and then that grows, let's say, by another 8%. Well, it's 8% on that higher amount. And so it snowballs. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger over time. And so that's kind of what these small sort of changes can make. Those small adjustments can really create big long-term results. You know, increasing savings or retirement contributions by just 1 or 2%, for example, that can really make a huge impact on the long term. And it has such a minute effect on your take home pay. But over decades of contributions of just that much, that compounding effect can really make a big, big difference when it comes time for you to retire.
Yeah. And you kind of touched on this, but can you go more into an example of how this would work out?
Yeah. I mean, let's say if somebody is contributing, let's say 10%, right, to a workplace retirement plan. If they were to increase that to even just 11%, then they would notice that difference, not in their paycheck really on a week to week or biweekly or monthly basis, but over 20 or 30 years, that can translate into thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars. additional dollars in their retirement that they would not have, you know, earned over time had they not made that change. And so just that little tiny adjustment can make a huge difference. And a lot of retirement plans now actually do allow for an automatic increase to your contribution percentage each year. And you can literally just schedule, this is another part of that automating, right? You can schedule future financial success.
Yeah, I mean, a good slash positive change that happens automatically sounds pretty nice to me.
Yeah, you don't even have to think about it. You don't have to consider, it just happens. And then that contribution is increased. And then maybe, depending on your employer plan, that could also mean more free money in that retirement plan, also in the form of matching retirement contributions from the employer, right? Because that could also, that contribution increase, again, depends on your plan, but that contribution increase that happens automatically could then also mean the employer match goes up to then match that amount that you are putting in. So it's huge. And, you know, you're improving things without feeling deprived. So that I think is always a good thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about like the system versus willpower, right? I feel like this applies to more than just money.
Yeah. You know, people will often overstate and overestimate the power of willpower. Like willpower is a great thing. You can overcome a lot of obstacles with that, but let's be real. Life gets stressful, right? Unexpected expenses happen. Motivation comes and goes. It waxes and wanes. And systems, though, take, again, the human element out of it. So regardless of the mood that you might be in, what's happening in your life, what's happening in the world, the systems that you can put in place keep working regardless of that. Automatic debt payments, automatic emergency fund transfers, scheduled financial reviews with a financial advisor. Hopefully you have one. If you don't, I happen to know a guy. Monthly retirement contributions as well. All of that automated stuff takes that human element and out of it, and therefore takes some stress off of you. I want to get that stress off of your back. And, you know, if your financial success depends entirely on feeling motivated at all times, that's just not realistic, right? We're not always all motivated all the time. Some people might be more motivated more consistently than others, but eventually you're going to hit a rough patch, right? If your plan, though, is automated, if it's set up for things to happen automatically, the progress will continue, even when you're busy focusing on all the other things that life brings your way. And a lot of LGBTQ plus retirees will retire and then rely heavily on their own personal savings, because they might not have had access to things like family support systems that a lot of other folks might have had and a lot of others take for granted, quite frankly. And so that makes consistency for our community, I feel like, even more important.
Yeah. Well, let's finish up with some numbers, as we have done recently. So what can you tell us that would illustrate why automation matters?
Well, millions of Americans, millions, participate in automatic workplace retirement plans. So you start a job, you start contributing to the 401k or whatever the plan might be at the particular workplace. Millions of Americans do that. Automatic enrollment is a great thing because it's dramatically increased retirement plan participation. So, you know, it's not a universal thing, but a lot of Americans, to the tune of millions, participate in plans that just go ahead and automatically enroll you. That's a huge thing. And workers who use automatic escalation on top of that, those automatic escalation features, so it increases those retirement contributions on a yearly basis, often save a lot more over time than those people who never increase their contributions. Because if you don't increase your contributions, then you are missing out on the power of compound growth going forward. And so this week, what I would ask and challenge listeners and viewers to do, automate just one thing. Just one, not a big, huge ordeal, right? It could be automating your retirement contribution. It could be, you know, an IRA contribution as well. So an individual retirement account rather than workplace. It could be a savings transfer, could be a debt payment. Heck, it could even just be a regular like bill payment. Like I've got the mortgage payment set up to come out every month of my account. I don't even have to think about it. Like it just does it. And I'm like, great, done. I'll have a roof over my head for another month. And so, it's great. I know what's going to happen. And boy, talk about peace of mind now and in the future. If you know that these things are taken care of and you know that your contributions are going in and that you've got automatic increases built in and all this stuff, it's one less thing, actually several fewer things for you to have to worry about.
Several many things.
Exactly. And so that's my challenge. Just one thing. And then you can work your way up to the several many things, as RuPaul would say.
I like that. That sounds good. My challenge for the listeners are to reach out to you for a free consultation because it's free. And as the advisor who cares, you're always going to have their best interest at heart and you're great at what you do. So that's my challenge for listeners beyond what Matt just gave you.
Well, thank you. TakePrideInRetirement.com. That's the website, folks.
Mm-hmm. It's a cute website too. Check it out. So, all right. So today's message, simply put, I would say is don't rely solely on willpower.
Yeah.
Stop relying on that willpower.
Exactly. We've quoted Michelle Visage and RuPaul now. But yes, I mean, build the systems. Take just like it takes a fraction of the time to build a system that's going to work for you to automate these things like bill payments, debt payments, and retirement contributions and all that stuff so that it just happens. It takes a fraction of the time to do that once and do all the setup of that once than it does, you know, compared to doing that every month or every week or every day or whatever the case may be for all of eternity. So retirement success, especially, is not usually the result of just one big decision or one huge life overhaul. It's the result of these thousands and thousands of just small, smart decisions done repeatedly. And the more that you can automate, that really does help those decisions happen without requiring constant attention to the things. So it just makes life so much easier. And remember, too, on top of all of that, on top of everything that we have said today here on the show, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter who you love, how you identify, or how much money you have, you deserve a retirement that you can take pride in. And if anything that we've mentioned on the show today or in any of the previous shows has sort of sparked your interest or said, I really need to refocus myself on increasing my retirement contributions, or I don't even know what an IRA is. Let me get in touch with this guy and we'll find out. And maybe I can open one because it might be a good thing from the way he talks about them. And it could be for you. Just really reach out because as Josh just said, the consultation is free of any charge. It's free of any obligation. I would love to help you out. It's what I do each and every day, especially for the LGBTQ plus community and allies. No matter who you are or any of the other things that I just said, you do deserve a retirement that you can take pride in. I would love to help you get there. TakePrideInRetirement.com or call 855-246-9211. Well, Mr. Attaché, thank you so much. As always, I appreciate your help putting the show together and doing all the things and helping keep me not only in line, but entertained as we do the shows.
You were very, very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And thank you for either watching or listening to the show. Really do appreciate you because, hey, without you, we don't have a show at all. And so we'll see you next time. And until then, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.